Welcome to Covenant House's Community Health Podcast, where we bring you insightful discussions on health, wellness, and community engagement. I'm your host, Maureen Johnson, and each episode we explore topics that matter to you, from healthcare innovations to everyday wellness tips. Whether you're looking to improve your own well-being, better understand healthcare systems, or become more informed about public health issues, this podcast offers a platform for learning and growth. Together, we'll navigate important conversations that can impact your health, your family, and your community. So sit back, relax, and join us for engaging discussions designed to inspire action, provide clarity, and empower you with knowledge. Today, we'll be talking about preventive care and wellness. In today's busy world, it can be easy to focus on healthcare only when something goes wrong. However, the key to staying healthy often lies in preventive care. Things like regular checkups, screenings, and immunizations, which help us catch problems before they become serious. Joining us is Michael Harris, an expert in community health engagement. Welcome to the podcast, Michael.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to talk about this topic. Preventive care is one of the best ways to maintain good health, and I'm thrilled to share tips and advice with your listeners.
We're happy to have you. Let's jump right in. First, can you explain to our listeners what preventive care means and why it's so important?
Absolutely. Preventive care refers to measures taken to prevent illness or detect potential health problems early, before they cause more significant issues. This includes routine checkups, screenings for conditions like cancer or high blood pressure, and immunizations to protect against diseases. The idea is to catch any potential problems early so they can be treated more easily, or to prevent certain health problems from occurring in the first place. Preventive care is incredibly important because it allows people to stay on top of their health. Many serious conditions, like heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers, don't show obvious symptoms until they've already progressed. Regular checkups and screenings allow doctors to catch these conditions early, which usually leads to better outcomes. Additionally, vaccinations play a crucial role in preventing diseases that can have serious consequences.
That makes a lot of sense. It seems like a lot of us might not think about going to the doctor until we're feeling unwell, but it sounds like preventive care is more about maintaining your health before something goes wrong.
Exactly. Many people only seek medical care when they feel sick or something seems wrong, but preventive care is proactive. It's about staying ahead of health issues rather than reacting to them. For example, you might feel perfectly fine but still have high blood pressure or elevated cholesterol, which can lead to serious conditions like heart attacks or strokes if left untreated. Regular screenings and checkups allow your healthcare provider to monitor your health over time and catch these issues early.
That's really helpful to know. So let's talk a bit about regular checkups. What should people expect during a preventive care visit with their doctor?
During a preventive care visit, your doctor will generally perform a physical exam and ask you questions about your medical history, lifestyle, and any symptoms you might be experiencing. They'll check your vital signs, such as blood pressure, heart rate, and temperature. Depending on your age, gender, and medical history, they may also recommend screenings for certain conditions, such as diabetes, high cholesterol, or cancer. Your doctor may also discuss your diet, exercise habits, and any other factors that could affect your health, like smoking or alcohol use. The goal of these visits is to assess your overall health, identify any risk factors for future problems, and offer guidance on how to stay healthy.
That sounds like a thorough checkup. Are there specific screenings or tests that people should be getting on a regular basis as part of their preventive care?
Yes, there are several important screenings that are commonly recommended, depending on your age, sex, and medical history. For example, adults should have their blood pressure checked regularly. High blood pressure is a significant risk factor for heart disease and stroke, and it often doesn't have symptoms until it's very serious. Another important screening is for high cholesterol. Elevated cholesterol levels can increase your risk of heart disease, and again, you might not know your levels are high without a blood test. For women, regular mammograms to screen for breast cancer and pap tests to check for cervical cancer are key parts of preventive care. For men, screenings for prostate cancer may be recommended depending on their risk factors. There are also age-specific screenings, such as colon cancer screenings, which are usually recommended for adults starting at age 45. And of course, everyone should be screened for diabetes if they have risk factors like obesity or a family history of the disease.
It's clear that there are a lot of different screenings to keep in mind. How can people keep track of what screenings they should be getting and when?
That's a great question. One of the easiest ways to stay on top of your screenings is to work with your primary care physician. They can help you create a personalized schedule based on your age, gender, medical history, and lifestyle. During your regular checkups, your doctor will remind you of upcoming screenings and schedule them for you if necessary. There are also resources like apps and online tools that can help you track when you're due for certain screenings. Many healthcare providers offer patient portals where you can access your health records, see test results, and receive reminders for upcoming appointments or screening.
That's really convenient. Now let's shift gears and talk about immunizations. Many people associate vaccines with childhood, but I've heard that adults need to stay up to date on certain immunizations too. Can you tell us more about that?
Absolutely. While many people think of vaccines as something you get when you're a child, immunizations are important throughout your entire life. For example, adults should get the flu shot every year. The flu can be especially dangerous for older adults and those with chronic health conditions, so it's important to get vaccinated annually. There's also the tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis, TDAP, vaccine, which adults should get at least once, with a tetanus booster every 10 years. This is important because tetanus can enter the body through even minor cuts, and pertussis, or whooping cough, can be dangerous, especially for infants and older adults. For older adults, vaccines like the shingles vaccine and the pneumococcal vaccine are recommended. Shingles is caused by the reactivation of the chickenpox virus and can cause severe pain, and pneumococcal disease can lead to pneumonia, which is particularly dangerous for older individuals.
Sounds like vaccines play a big role in preventing illness, even in adulthood. What should people do if they're unsure about their vaccination status?
If you're unsure about your vaccination status, the best thing to do is talk to your doctor. They can review your immunization history and recommend any vaccines you might need. If you don't have records of your previous vaccinations, you can also get a blood test to check for immunity to certain diseases. Your doctor may also recommend vaccines based on your lifestyle or job. For example, people who travel internationally or work in healthcare may need additional vaccines to protect against diseases that are more common in certain areas or in high-risk environments.
That's great advice. I think many of us tend to overlook the importance of staying up to date with vaccines as adults. What would you say to someone who might feel hesitant about getting vaccinated, especially given all the misinformation out there?
Vaccine hesitancy is definitely a challenge we face, especially with all the misinformation circulating online. I would encourage people who are hesitant about vaccines to talk to their doctor. It's important to base health decisions on science and facts, and your doctor can provide you with accurate information about the safety and effectiveness of vaccines. Vaccines are one of the most well-researched areas of medicine, and they've been shown time and time again to be safe and effective at preventing disease. For example, vaccines have virtually eradicated diseases like polio and smallpox, which were once widespread and deadly. Getting vaccinated is not only about protecting yourself, but also about protecting those around you, especially those who are more vulnerable to serious illnesses.
That's such an important point. Vaccines don't just protect individuals, they protect entire communities. Now, before we wrap up, are there any other tips you'd like to share with our listeners about preventive care and wellness?
Yes. One of the key takeaways I'd like to share is that preventive care is about more than just doctor visits and vaccines. It's also about maintaining a healthy lifestyle, eating a balanced diet, exercising regularly, getting enough sleep, and managing stress are all critical components of staying healthy. Preventive care isn't just something you do once a year at your checkup. It's about taking small, everyday steps to support your health. It's also important to listen to your body. If something feels off, don't wait to seek medical advice. Early detection of health issues can make all the difference. And finally, I'd encourage everyone to make preventive care a priority. Life gets busy, and it's easy to put off appointments or screenings, but taking care of your health today can prevent bigger problems down the road.
Thank you for tuning in to Covenant House's Community Health Podcast. We hope today's episode has left you with valuable insights and practical takeaways. Stay connected with us for more discussions on health and wellness. Remember, your health is your wealth. Take care and be well. The Covenant House Community Health Podcast was produced by Great Geek Productions, hosted by Maureen Johnson, Michael Harris, Rhonda Jones, and Karen Mays. Music was Transpasser Blue Jazz by Stefan Kartenberg.